verse 9. This sermon came to me this week. I tell you, if you missed vacation Bible school, you missed a blessing. I believe that any time that God's people meets in the name of Jesus Christ and you're not here, if you can be here, you will be missed a blessing. And I had a great blessing this past week. As I said, each teacher, I learned something from every one of the teachers. But not only that, just looking around and seeing our next generation. And our next generation, and it began to put on my heart some things that I really do believe that we need. And one thing we need for this next generation, I saw all these children running around, these kids and these grandkids and the next generation and the younger generation. I really do believe that we need to pass some things on to the next generation. I tell you, this vacation in Bible school was great to show me this. Our greatest need in our next generation and for our church, because as we was here this past week and we saw the younger generation come along, that is the church of Jesus Christ. Don't tarry. That is the church for the next generation. And we need to spend more time and more effort helping our youth and helping our children in our church. And I begin to look back and also look ahead in our country that we're living in. And as I looked back and I looked ahead and I saw a lot of things that those children that I saw Wednesday night will not have the benefits that I had whenever I was growing up in this country. But not only that, they won't even have the benefits as a church as it is whenever I was growing up. And even today, looking back of our great country and looking at the day and see where it's headed to. And how that our generation relates to the miracle life that we should have in Christ Jesus. And every believer ought to be able to have that. But it's not enough to see our needs for this generation to come in our children, but and our grandchildren are great. But this generation, for generation, mothers and fathers have tried to leave a legacy and tried to leave their children better off than what they were. Economically, you know that they have tried always because, you see, when a lot of us come along, there was the mule and wagon day, and there was no running water, and there was no electricity, and there was just not a lot of anything. But you see, we always had God. But now every generation said, man, I just want to leave my kids a little better off. I want them to have some things that I did not have. And for generation, at least since World War II has been over, that has been the mindset in our country to be able to leave our children a little better off and our next generation in all types of ways than what we have been. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I believe that has really, really happened to our country. But I think we have took a step back in the generation that I'm living. Because my children and my grandchildren is not going to have the legacy that was left to me and left to you. It's not going to be left to them. Our country as a whole will not be the country that most of us knew and grew up in. Certainly, we've taken a backseat and a backsliding in our spiritual walk with Jesus Christ. The change has been in my lifetime, and I can even see it in the churches today, the spirituality of the day, that it makes a little difference how you stand up for Jesus Christ if you stand at all for Jesus Christ. And you see our churches, they begin to grow anemic, and they have no power thereof, and people really do not care about worshiping and serving God that claims and say that they are Christians today. And they are not passing on the legacy that has been passed on to me and you. I look at our country, the school time that I was raised up in, and I remember whenever I was in the small classes when the teachers let us go out for recess and you'd be tired and give out, and a lot of time the teacher would come back in and they would read you a Bible story of Samson and the giant, or David and the lion's den, or they would read you some of the scriptures, and maybe that time you get real sleepy and, you know, they'd read you something. I can still remember that. I remember that on the PA system that we had, enough to have a word or two, and prayer was prayed in school. Always before we sat down to our lunch table, we bowed our head, we had a word of prayer. But the terribleness is because we don't have that anymore. The Supreme Court, from all the liberal Democrats from my age that I can remember has always pointed liberal judges, and they was against prayer in school. They've been for homosexuality. Every president in my time has been a liberal president, has pointed people against the teaching of the Word of God. We have not been able to pass it on. In fact, we are losing ground at a great rate of speed in the country that we're living in today, the generations that's ahead. As you think about the spiritual today, think about our world today, we look into the Word of God and we see and we ought to have a desire need to pass it on. We should have a desire need for our families to have a better place to live than what we have had to live. The most thing we need to understand that they need to have a better spiritual place and surrounding to live in. We was living what we call the Bible Belt of the United States. And not only the Bible Belt of the United States, where we're living in the South, we are in the Bible Belt of the world. This United States has been the stronghold of Christianity all my life and for many generations. I'm here to tell you that it's fading and it's fading fast. It is no longer the stronghold of Christianity. And when it goes, I'll tell you what, it's going to go fast, and it's going fast right now. What we need is somebody that's willing to be an Elijah and Elisha to pass it on. Willing to be the man of God or the person of God or the lady of God. To dare to be the difference. And in my outline, we have this Elisha said to Elijah, I want to be different. And I want a double portion of what you have. And he says, okay, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to take a sincere determination if you want this. If there's anybody in this building this day that claims to know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, this message is to you. If anybody looks around and sees their kids and their grandkids and their next generation, that they want them to have a better spiritual generation, and we see it falling by the wayside, I'm telling you what, this message is to you. If you see the world that we're living in today and you want to know what you can do about it, I'm telling you what, this message is to you. We have the power to change and to turn things around, not just in our life and in our churches, but we have the power of Jesus Christ to turn things around even in our country this day. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take men and women and people of God that's willing to make a change in their life and a change in their family life. And there's so many people today, I said, that names the name of Jesus Christ, have no interest in these things of God. And they're waving goodbye. It's not just goodbye to old glory, it's goodbye to what we know the glory of God in this country. And it's happening so fast. And there's two reasons that it's happening. One of the reasons, I don't know, and the other reason is I don't care. And that's what we're having today. If you dare or you want to be different, if God wants to speak to you today, and God will speak to you and wants to speak to you today, if you will just let Him in, He'll tell you exactly what you're doing and what you're not doing. I believe that we're falling back. I don't believe we see too many gods of Elijah in our churches today, men and women today. As we see this and pass it on, in this verse now, in this verse 9 of chapter 2 of 2 Kings. Keep your Bibles open. We'll read several of these verses, but this is the verse that I like to zero in on. And it says, and it came to pass when they were gone over, that's Elijah and Elisha, said unto Elisha, what shall you do for thee before I be taken from thee? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon thee. Let us pray. Jesus, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this day, around this world today, that your name and your word is being proclaimed. Father, we know that your word has never lost any power whatsoever. We know the same power that Jesus Christ, when he walked on this earth, we have the same power by the Spirit of God, oh God, to live the life, oh God, and claim the ground, Father, for Jesus Christ. Father, we know, Lord, that we have lost ground for you. Jesus, this day that we need to step on the ground and say, hey, you can't walk here. This is holy ground. Oh, Lord, for the people of the world today, it wants to walk on this holy ground. We need to stand, Lord, and say, no, this is holy ground. For our families that we need to stand. And, Lord, we need to be the men and women this day of this generation that's willing to pass on to our sons and our grandsons and our daughters and our granddaughters. Lord, the passing on the spiritual power that they need to live in a life where we know that's growing more pagan all the time. Father, Lord, we want to thank you now, Lord, that we have this privilege. God, that you have given us your word, Father. You have given us your power today. Father, if we could just open our eyes. Father, if we could have a revival in the spirit of someone here this day. It don't take a whole church full of people. Maybe it just takes one person. Maybe it just be me today that you're speaking to the God today. Maybe it's just one person today that's willing that want to pass it on to that great grandchild that they have. May they want to pass it on to that child, Lord, that they have today. That see, they may have a greater spiritual life here on this earth than they had, because we know the things are dying out here in this old world today. The lights are going out across our nation, oh God. How we pray, God, that we might light the light of eternity again and let the people see, oh God. There's so many people can't see God in people's lives today. They can't see God in churches today. That's one of the reasons, Lord, that they have no more that comes to church. They can't see Jesus, Father. Lord, how we welcome you here this day. How, Father, we pray, God, the whole burning of the Spirit of God, a burn, Lord, a new life for us today, that we might understand, Lord, that we're failing, God. We're not passing on the legacy of our Christianity as we should today without hearing the Word of God. He says that they shall perish. Without a vision, people shall perish. How today I pray, God, that you might have a vision, if no one else, just besides your family, God, that you might lead them. There'll be someone, Lord, that you talk to their hearts today, and they need to go to God. They need to live a life, Lord, more pure, oh God, that someone might see their family member today. Lord, they need to pray and talk to them that you need your family, you need your children in church today. God, we want to thank you now for this privilege, and Father, help us to understand this great privilege that we have today in this United States of America, that we can proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and the truth, Lord, and we want to thank you, Lord, and praise you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and amen. It says in verse 9, and it came to pass. You may not know it, but that's my favorite scripture in all the Bible. Because when one day I was having kidney stone and somebody told me it's in the Bible, it said it came to pass. But I want to tell you, if they ever come to stay, you in a mess. It came to pass. So I want to thank you, Lord, that that came to pass. But as I looked into this, there's a lot of things that I have found out in God's Word has come to pass. God says any country that leaves him and kicks him out is going to have trouble and trials and tribulations. And I want to tell you, it has already came to pass in the country that you and I are living in today that we are on a downward slope. We are not leaving our next generation what we had in our generation at my age. It has already come to pass that we have not fought the fight as we should fight. We have not carried the torch that we should carry. We have not passed it on to the generation that our past forefathers have passed it on to us. We won't stand on the things of God. There's too many material things that satisfies our mind today. There are too many different types of gods of this world today that satisfies us. We're so full of ourselves that we cannot be full of God. And I'm telling you what, we have not passed it on. And we are watching our kids and our grandkids. They go down the slope now of this world we call materialism. And they're sliding away from God more all the time, and they're headed for more trouble than they've ever had before. Well, we see there's in verse 9 that he came to pass. He came to pass at the time of Elijah. It come time at Elisha. And also it come to pass the day that you and I are living in today. We're no longer living in a Christian society today. I'm going to tell you, we're the ones, according to the great people of our country, we're the ones called Christians as starting all the trouble. Us Christians, one, are ones that have all starting all the trouble in our country. But I'm telling you, if we don't pass it on, the trouble has just now started, and it's going to get bigger. Elisha had been now with Elijah now for many years. And he saw the great miracle now that Elijah had been able to do by the power of God. And he wanted to see how he could do this, because we know that Elijah had led the nation. He had been close to his maker. He had been close to Jehovah, and he wanted to lead the nation. He led Israel into a better spiritual relationship than when he found it. He looked also and he saw that he had this motivation by a burning intense desire to stay unshakable with his master. Elisha wanted to stay with Elijah, his master, to see what he could have the power that he had. Until he had this power, he wanted to have a double portion. Elisha's one that had the power on Mount Carmel when there was 850 of the prophets of Baal lined up against this one man, Elijah. And Elijah said, "It shall not rain for 3 years." It did not rain for 3 years. And then it said, "Let it rain," and it started raining. He was one that went on Mount Carmel and had it out with all these 850 prophets there of Baal. And you know what? He won. And then he's the one, this Elijah one, Ahab and Jezebel, he had pronounced judgment upon them because Ahab was one of the wickedest kings that Israel had ever had. Elijah is going to leave now. He had led this nation now as a prophet for many years. He was a godly man with power to call down rain, a power to stop rain. He was a man of power. This Elisha, and he was with him now for several years. He said, "I want this power. I want this power to be able to lead him, but I want a double portion of this power." Elijah was fixing to go up now in heaven in a whirlwind. But he gave there Elisha there a blank check. Elisha says, now it's not enough for him to just want the power of God. He must be a divine man, but let's be a divine anointed. He says it's not enough just to empty yourself of the position. He must empty yourself of these possessions that he had and be full of the fullness of God. Can we be filled up when we already full? But you know why that not more of us are not filled with the Spirit of God right now? You know why we're not seeking God right now? You know why we're not really doing more for God right now? You don't know why that our church is not growing more right now? You know why more people not coming right now? You know why more people not praying right now? It's because we're already full, and we're already full of ourselves. God will not fill something that's already full. He says, I must empty myself out of the position that I'm in, also the position that I am right now. It's not enough to let go of the things of this world unless you take hold of the things of God. And too many people think, if I just quit this, I'll be a holy person. No, sir, you're going to have to get hold of the things of God. I'm going to tell you, we need this awful, awful bad today. Death to ourselves and alive unto God today is our problem. Elisha now, he says, I want the same spirit upon me that you have, but I want a double portion. I want to leave a full legacy. Is there anybody sitting in this building today as they look at their children, as they look at their grandchild, and don't you think they ought to have a chance that you had? Don't you think they ought to have a church to come to where people understand the Word of God is the Word of God? Don't you think it ought to be a church where people stands on the Word of God and they need to pronounce the Word of God and the power thereof? Don't you think they deserve the same chance that you had? Don't you think they have the chance to be able to pray whenever they want to? Well, he says, you know what? You got to get a hold of things of God and leave a full legacy. Pleasant Hill, look at our children and our grandchildren today in the country where we're living. Oh, there, I said, they're not going to have the same country that I had. This is not the same United States that I grew up in. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to change more all the time as we get away from the things of God and we invite the things of the world in to our country. It's going downhill and downhill fast. If you want to desire to be Elisha today, I'm going to tell you, of God, there's four steps that you're going to have to take. If you want to make a change, and there are very few people, I'm going to tell you, they want to make a change. They very few people want to say, I want to be the person of God. I want to be the God of Elijah, the Elijah of God upon my life. Well, these four steps that you're going to have to take if you want to make a difference. It's the same step that Elijah took and the same step that you and I took. It's going to take a sincere determination. It's going to take a spiritual identification. It's going to take strong supplication and a simple appropriation for what God has given you. And there's no way around it. If you want to change what's happening, if you want to change what's happening in your family, you got to understand what God wants you to do, and you can't get around it no other way. It's got to be God's way, or it will be no other way today. To leave this full legacy today, we must understand what we need today. To stand firm, have a stand fast determination. It says now in verse 1, as we see this, and have this sincere determination, if you want this today, it's for everybody to choose yourself today. God will not force it on you. You do not have to come if you don't want to. I'm going to tell you, but if you want to be the person of God, I'm going to tell you, whatever time these doors is open, you ought to be here if you want to have a sincere determination, or let it go. Look at your grandkid and tell him, bye-bye, we'll see you along and along, because it's going to get worse in our country. If you don't want to desire to make it better, You just do what you want to do. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to keep sliding down the hill. God is not going to beg us. He's not a begging God. If we want to let this country go, if you want to let your family go, if you don't want to stand up and be the man and the woman that God has called you to be as a child of God, a Christian father is supposed to be the leader of that family. If you don't want to get your family up and get them to the house of God and see they're at Sunday school and they're at Wednesday night and make sure that they grow every time that they're not here, it is a negative. It takes away from them. And every time they are here in the right reason, it is a plus it gives to them. But if you don't want this, you keep going just exactly like you're going, and God will let you go like you're going. But I'll tell you what, there'll be a payday one day, as Elijah said, and there will be a payday for every one of us. And I'm going to tell you, the payday is coming in right now. For 40 years ago that we allowed the Supreme Court judges in this country say that no more prayer in the school, no more Ten Commandments, no more this and no more that. We're seeing what's happening in 40 years from now. If this country stands, it'll be 100 times worse than what it is now. If people of God don't stand up and get their people to the house of God and let them know there's something different about the church of God and the word of God for the people of God this day. I'm telling you, if you want to leave this legacy, you're going to be a stand fast in sincerity. But I'm going to tell you the termination. Verse 1 and 2, but there's a test coming along. There's going to be disencouragement, and also there's going to be problems. It says there in verse 1 and 2, and it came to pass when the Lord would have taken up Elijah unto heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elisha said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Now he says, tarry here in verse 2. Now, I know you have as much as God. One thing that I know this morning for every one of us that's born again believers, I know you have as much of God as you want. You know why? The reason is we don't want any more than what we got. You can have just as much as you want, but you can have all you want if you want it. We can say, as Elisha said, as my soul liveth, I will not stop, I will not let up, I will not back up, and I will not shut up until I'm filled up. Is there a person willing to say that this day? Are we just going around the edges? Well, if you have a sincere determination to be the person that God has called you to be, to make a difference in this church, in your family, and this is where we're starting out at, I'm going to tell you there's going to be some instructions there of discouragement along the way. It says there in verse 2, tarry here at Bethel. Now, he names three towns, tarry here at Bethel, in verse 4 and verse 6. He's telling now Elijah, he's telling Elisha to tarry here. Stay here, I'm going on. And okay, it says there in verse 4, and Elijah said unto him again, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Verse 6, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. He said, I want you to stay here. Now, here's a test. It sounds like he's trying to discourage him. I want you to stay here. Three times in those sentences, he said, I want you to stay here, stay here. And he said, I will not. Elisha says, I will not. I'm going all the way with you. I will not stay here. Well, it just seemed like he's trying to discourage him. No, he's trying to give him a test. A test. There's a test now that comes along with trying to stand and be sincere determination. And that test happened to old Jacob. You know, old Jacob wrestled with an angel of the Lord all night. He said, let me go. The angel said, let me go there, Jacob. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Don't you know the power of an angel could have got loose any time he wanted to? He was really telling him, just hold on, just hold on. And he said, let me go. He said, I won't let you go unless you bless me. Well, the angel of the Lord, he says, you know what? He blessed me. That's what he said here. Test me and prove me. He says, no longer will thou be called Jacob. You're going to have a name change. You're going to be called Israel, the master of Israel, the prince of Israel. Matthew 25 and 2, a lady had this same thing with Jesus Christ. In Matthew 15 and verse 22, it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievous vexed with a demon. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and sought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sinned but to the lost house of the sheep of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet for take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from thy master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that same hour. You see, Jesus Christ was saying, hey, I want you to keep on, I want you to keep on. He was saying, you know what, keep on and keep on. And this lady, you know what, she kept on. He says, you know, the dogs, I shouldn't give this to the dogs. And Jesus Christ used that word there for dogs, for a household pet. But this woman said dogs, she used it there for a mangy old back hound crossing the street. Jesus Christ said, I want you to keep on. And he blessed her for keeping on. It sounded like he was trying to discourage her. It sounded like that Jacob was trying to be discouraged by the angel. It sounded like now Elijah was trying to discourage his opponent. But yet it says, you know, they kept on. Jesus says, don't give up. Jacob, don't give up. Elijah says, don't give up. Don't give up. Tarry here. It's a test for us to go. Yes, there's a test. There's a problem. There's difficulties. When you're going to start standing up for God, there's difficulties. But also, there's also this difficulty that comes in all different places there. There were three places named in those verses of scriptures. Verse 2, verse 6, and verse 4. Gilgal, Bethel, and Jericho. Now, these places God had greatly blessed. Elijah carried Elisha to all three of these places in the three verses of scriptures. There was a reason for doing that, because of the discouragement and the difficulties. If you decide to live for God and be called out and be different and decide, I'm going to be the person that God has called me to be. Well, we see here these three different places. A place where God once had blessed, but now they have turned, these three places have turned now to a sinning paganism place. There were all type of influence of demonology and idolatry had been growed there. Elijah led him into very, very hotbeds and see the difficulties and the problems. Now, if you want to stand up for Jesus Christ, and if you want to have this sincere determination to be different in your household, if you want to be different in this church, I want to tell you one thing. There's going to be some discouragement, and there's going to be some difficulties. But any time that you want to work for Jesus Christ, any time that you want to make a stand for Jesus Christ, I know myself, I come under fire all the time because I want to stand for the things of God. And I come under fire. Any time it's going to happen to you, you better get ready if you want to stand for these things, a very hotbed, because it's going to happen. If you want a double portion, I'm going to tell you what, of the Spirit, you're going to get a double portion of persecution every time. The United States today, we see all these difficulties. If you want to have some change, and you want to change in your country, you want to change in your church, you want to change in your family, I'm going to tell you, you better be determined if you want to make a difference in the next generation. You better be very, very determined, because whenever God opens up the windows of heaven to bless you, the devil will open up the doors of hell to blast you. I tell you, as we see this now, a sincere determination. There's going to be difficulties along the way and discouragement along the way. Do you long to be filled with the Spirit of God? We cannot do what God has called us to do unless we're filled with the Spirit of God. You might say, I need to be filled. Everybody here today, or you say today, you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Do you want to be filled today with the Spirit of God? You say that I'm empty today. Are you empty today? Well, I got news for you. That's not enough to be empty, because my car stays empty a lot of time, but it never has been thirsty. It's not enough to say that I'm empty. There's a bunch of empty people. I believe there's some empty people sitting right here this day. But that's not enough to be empty. You got to be thirsty for the things of God. Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are you seeking now? Are you wanting? Are you desiring? Do you have this determination to make it different? I'm telling you, we need to make a difference in our own family today. We may need to make a difference in this church today. You need to make a difference. I'm going to tell you, sincere determination. And they need to be a spiritual now identification if it's going to happen to you this day. In the journey of being the fulfilled person that God has called you to be. In verse 7 again, it says, now 50 of the men of the son of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too, that's both of Elijah and Elisha, stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, his robe he had, and wrapped it together. And he smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now, Elijah and Elisha, that was the master and that was the student. They stood together at the Jordan River, and these two went over on dry ground. These two crossed the Jordan River together, and they live in a victorious life is what it really means. Christ is the way to holiness. Now, a lot of people think holiness is the way to Christ. No, 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 that's not it. Christ is the way to holiness. Holiness is not the way to Christ. You might say, buddy, oh, I wish I could pray more. Oh, I need to pray more, and I need to pray the right way, and I just need to be closer to Jesus Christ. I need to live a pure life than what I live right now. I need to read my Bible more. I need to do this more and that more. I'm going to tell you, no, 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 that's not the way to holiness, because, you see, Jesus Christ is the way to holiness. Because he's the one that enables us to pray. Did you know you can't pray without Jesus Christ? You got nobody to pray through. You got nobody to pray to. So you got to have Jesus Christ in your life to be able to pray. There's nobody can pray unless they're saved. You can't pray except, God, I'm a lost sinner. I'm doomed and damned, and I'm fixing to go to a devil's hell. God, help me. That's the only prayer that you can pray. Don't ever let someone tell you that they lost and don't know Jesus Christ and they pray to God. They don't pray to God. You can't pray for your child that you got, sir. Ma'am, you can't pray for your child if you're lost. You can't pray. You got nobody to pray. God's not going to come in contact with a sinful person. It's only through Jesus Christ that you're able to come in contact with a holy God. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Well, take it up with God. He's the one that said it. Take it up with God. I'm telling you, you need to understand that you pray because of Jesus Christ. He enables us to pray. He enables us to pray. He's the one that enables us to study the Bible. He's the one that gives desire. I never read, never studied the Bible before I was saved. He gave me a desire to want to read more, because the more I read the Bible, the more I learn about my Jesus. And the more I learn about my Jesus, the more I love my Jesus. He gave me desire. I don't live a pure life. I can tell you right now, none of us do, but he gave me desire to want to. How about you? How about you today? Jesus Christ. Now, Elisha, you want to identify with his master, with Elijah. And I'm going to tell you, you got to identify with Jesus Christ this day if you want that power. Look at this. That was a person to identify with Jesus Christ. He identified with his master. You got to identify with Jesus Christ. But there's a place. They stood by Jordan. Now, Jordan is a river of death. That's what it means. That means leaving this old carnal life and self-life, and enter into a full life with God. You mean Joshua in chapter 3, when he led the children across the Jordan River, had been in the wilderness for 40 years, he led the children of Israel across the Jordan River on dry land, crossing into Canaan land, crossing the river of death is what it was. The Jordan River represents crossing the river of death. Elisha and Elijah now at the river of death, and they cross that river together, both of them. They're the master and a student. There was a teacher and a student. Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan, symbolized the death and the burial of Jesus Christ. He was baptized in that river, and let you see the resurrection. Now, Elisha says, I'm identified with my master. I'm identified with him, because out of that river brings resurrection. They come up out of that river. That is resurrection. And I'm going to tell you, whenever you are baptized, I'm going to tell you what, that's the same thing that you're doing. It's the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you come up out of that water, it's like coming up out of the Jordan River, out of the death and the burial, and then the resurrection, that you are identifying with your master. Elijah was wanting to identify with his master, Elijah. And they cross the river together, and they come up on the other side of the river, out of the water. And they identify with the master, the resurrection. Do you want a double portion? Do you want to make a difference of passing on to your kids and your grandkids? If you do, you got to be willing to forsake yourself and deny yourself. Now, self could want to do a lot of good things. I'm going to tell you, self could want to be a good preacher. Self could want to be a good singer. Self could want to be a good teacher. Self could want to be a good student. Self could do a lot of things, but God's not going to give you power in that old self to do this to glorify him. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24 says, then said Jesus to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus did not say deny yourself of things. Think of people that they deny themselves of things. They think they're following Jesus Christ if they deny themselves of things. He didn't say deny thyself of things. He said deny thyself. Because you can deny yourself and do without things and never deny yourself. You see, old Peter denied his boat, didn't he? I'm an old Peter. You know, he forsook his boat. Time Jesus Christ called him, he forsook his boat. But it was a long time before Peter forsook Peter. It was a long time. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Jesus Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the person, the disciples and his master, the place, that's the river of death, and the power in verse 9. When the request was made, look what it says in verse 9. When they were gone over completely, when you're gone over completely, and then the quest was granted in, after man has gone all the way, when you do everything that God told you, do in a way that God told you, and then with the power come, as you see that, sincere determination, a spiritual identification is with your master, and then he says the request come. A strong supplication. Get this right now, because Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. The power goes with prayer. They link together. You cannot have one without having the other. You need to have both of them together. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the words of God with boldness. A simple appropriation of what God has given you now. Only thing that he had was that cloth, that mantle that fell from him. He was taken up into a whirlwind, and the only thing he had, but he appropriated that. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10 through 14, listen to me, and we'll be through in just a minute. And he said, thou hast taken, I said, a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. And it came to pass that they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, a horse of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took also the mantle, that was a coat of Elijah, that fell from him and went back. And it stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him. And he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they departed hither and thither. And Elijah went over on dry ground. The power is stated in the ascensions of the Lord. When his master and his Lord went up, there come the power to save the day. When our Lord and our Master went up, he left the power with us. Yes, remember it says, Jesus Christ says, and behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you here in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethel, and he lifted up his hand, and he blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and he carried up into heaven. It says in John 7 and 37, the last days, this great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, If you thirst, let a man come and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. But he spoke of the Spirit which they had believed on him who received the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. When Jesus Christ left, he left the power with him. When Elijah went up, he left the power with Elijah. Elisha went up. The same thing for us today, our ascension today. The Lord went up. The Lord went up. The Holy Spirit came down. The disciples went out, and the lost come in. You want to make a difference? Where is the Lord God of Elijah that smoked the waters? But where are the Elijahs of God today in our churches? Where are the Elijahs today? Do you dare to be different? Where is the leaders of our church today? Where are the leaders of our church? Where are the leaders of the family, the daddy and the granddaddy is supposed to be the head of the home? Don't send your children. Look what an example that fathers are setting for their children. And they think they're going to pass it on. Yes, they're going to pass it on, all right. They're going to pass on an idolatry country to their kids. They're going to pass on a weak country for their kids. They're going to pass on a cheap country for their kid, because fathers will not stand. And mothers will not stand. The generation today, they think about this, the politicians and the leaders we have today. But the biggest part of all is our spiritual leaders that we have today. If you dare to be different, you have a child, you dare to be different, I'm telling you. You don't have to choose, But it's going to happen regardless in our country, and I'm going to tell you in your family. Those little ones that you hold, those kids and those grandkids you see, they're not going to have the same country because there are not enough of people of God that wants to be different to stand and say, I'm coming to the house of God, rain or shine, sun, weather, cold, I'm coming to the house of God, and I'm coming after a blessing of God, because I believe God says, when we assemble ourselves together, he said, I'll be in the midst thereof, and there'll be a different house, and there will be no dialoguing with their family to where I feel like going or I feel not like going. We're going to the house of God, and we're going to study the word of God with the people of God, and I'll tell you what, when you're ready to make a difference, there'll be a difference in your family. When they difference in families, there'll be a difference in this church. And enough of churches gets fire in them like this church need to get fire in, there'll be a difference in our country. And let it spread. It's up to you whether we want to give up or not. But I'm going to tell you, we're at the threshold of giving up and coasting right on off. Just look at your face of your kids, and that's what you're doing. That's what God's allowing you to do. Just look at the face of your kids and your grandkids. If somebody wants to be different, you can be different. But you remember, it's going to take sincere determination. They're going to be a spiritual identification with Jesus Christ, or you're not going to make it. Strong supplication, you must pray about this, and then you must appropriate what God has given you. As we come with a song of invitation this hour, I don't know about you, but I said, God, this message must be just for me. It must be just for me that will understand and do what I need for Jesus Christ. But if there's anybody else that God has spoke to, and you want to make a movement of God, right now is the time for you to do it. No matter what it might be. I tell you, I just do believe there's enough of people in here to make a difference. I believe that God has spoke to you. And I believe there's enough of people here that needs to change their life. I believe you need to get a hold of the things of God as Elisha did. And I believe you will need a double portion as he did to be able to change your family and make a difference in your family. Hey, it's Sunday. We're going. It's Wednesday. We're going. I'm telling you, we're going to support that church and everything that happens. Or either you can do just what you've been doing. It's your choice. God's not going to force himself on you as we stand and sing.